You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse took part in the coordinated third annual nationwide Women's March on Saturday. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on what he heard from the participants.
Cold and snow couldn't keep the signs and voices down at the Women's March in Syracuse. More than 300 participated in the event, calling for more women's rights, immigrants' rights, LGBTQ acceptance, and solidarity.
One of them says making America equal, and the other one says girls just want to have fundamental rights.
Cecilia Root was carrying signs and says she's protesting for things very close to home.
First of all, I am the youth of America. I'm the one that's going to be making the choices, and these are, you know, issues that I have a lot of stake in as a woman, as somebody who's LGBT, as somebody who has participated in the Me Too movement, which is still extraordinarily prevalent, especially on my college campus. So I'm marching for those who can't.
As an SU student and Corcoran High School grad, she was excited to participate. So was her mother out carrying signs.
So my signs say, my body, my choice, my country, my voice, and also, damn right we're snowflakes, winter is here.
Megan Root is a high school teacher and president of the Syracuse Teachers Association. She says standing up in this way is important.
I kind of can't believe we still have to do this, but in the political climate that we're living in today, we can't not do this. Trump has made it much easier to denigrate women, to persecute minorities, to make Mexicans out to be villains and criminals, and we can't stand for that.
We won't turn around. We'll flood the streets with justice.
The march ended up in a rally at University United Methodist Church. In addition to calls for women's rights, there were also pleas for acceptance. SU student Khadija Abdul-Qadir talked about her service of providing interpretation services to local refugees and immigrants.
Many of the new Americans cannot access the basic human services that are being offered by the government and other institutions in our community. I am determined that my ambition will not shun by the current events in our country. My focus shall remain serving my community. Thank you.
And one of the younger marchers captivated the crowd. 11-year-old Amaya Chrysler from Ed Smith School remembered those who have participated in past rights marches over the decades.
We march today because our voices and ways of knowing are still being ignored when it comes to our rights, our bodies, and our minds. We march today because we demand a higher place in our community. We march today because women and girls are often targets of sexual assault, harassment, domestic violence, and rape. We march to tell young girls and women that they are not alone, and the world is watching our resistance and our voices.
About 250 people crowded into the church. The event was one of an estimated 300 nationwide.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.